This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Chances are pretty good that as you're out and about doing all the things you do every day, chances are pretty good that if you run into somebody with a badge and a gun, they are not going to be traditional sworn police officers. They could be mall cops or the security guards you see outside federal buildings or any one of a number of other kinds of private police forces that exist in this economy today. They often have less training and supervision than actual cops, and yet there are more of them on the job than regular police officers. As we try to figure out the place of police in our society after Ferguson and Baltimore, today in our series Behind the Blue Line, Marketplace's Sally Herships explores private police.
In 2011, Peter Dixon went for a jog after work.
My normal routine.
Dixon is 50. He's married with two kids and lives in Oakland, California. He works cleaning BART trains. It was a typical day until he ran by the Acorn Projects, low-income housing near his building. Two unmarked cars cornered him.
They surrounded me so quickly till I didn't have nothing to do but stop.
Oh, so you're thinking that you've been stopped by undercover cops.
Yes.
Four guys get out of the cars, but they're not in uniform and they don't have badges. They accuse Dixon of having drugs.
I give them where I live at, right up the street, 919 10th Street. I'm a citizen, and you got me mistaken with someone else.
Dixon finds out these guys are security guards who work for a private company. There's an altercation. They handcuff him and in the process break his wrist. The police are called. Eventually, Dixon says the private guards say they've messed up.
I was like, yeah, you did mess up, but I'm not leaving till you get the real police to come.
Dixon ended up suing both the Oakland police and the private security company. But it wasn't like walking into a public police department to file a complaint. His lawyer says they had to hire an investigator just to find personal protective services. Neither the company or its lawyers responded to our request for comment. The case was settled, and Dixon was awarded $135,000. Rob Kane heads the Department of Criminology and Justice at Drexel University in Philadelphia. He says the issue of public versus private police is a growing problem.
The private police sector dwarfs the public police sector.
Sometime in the last century, the private security industry began to grow fast. Now, for every two police officers out there, there's an estimated three private officers. And they're often in places you used to see public cops, courthouses, college campuses, even housing projects like the one Dixon jogged past. Kane says there's a simple reason: money.
The government entities treat the private police organizations generally as private contractors. And as a result of that, it is a lot cheaper.
Here's why. Police officers get retirement, health benefits, pensions. But you don't have to give any of those things to private contractors. Then there's training. Most private guards don't receive anywhere near the training regular police do. And another thing, the application pools for the two jobs can be different.
Many people who apply for those police jobs do not get them.
There are background investigations, medical and psych exams.
If you look at the applicant pools for police departments across the nation, frequently you'll see one in 100 applicants actually gets the job.
Kane says a lot of folks who don't make it end up working private security. But because they get paid so much less, the turnover rate is high. David Sklansky teaches law at Stanford. He says there's another issue. When you try to privatize a responsibility normally shouldered by the government, it can complicate things.
The police work for everyone. They don't work for shop owners or wealthy homeowners more than they work for anyone else.
But when an apartment complex hires a private security firm,
they may be very accountable to the owners of the apartment building or their residents in a gated community. But they're not as accountable to the people who they accost and ask for identification.
People like Charles Dixon. Sklansky says this is the crux of the issue. Public agencies are ultimately responsible to the public. Private companies are responsible to the people who pay them.
The mission of a private security agency, like the mission of any private business, is to provide a service for the people who are paying for it in the hope of earning a profit.
private companies like Epic Security, which operates in New York and New Jersey. Mark Lerner is president and CEO. He says demand for private security is growing steadily. And he says, yes, private guards are not as well trained as the regular police, but
private security guards and public police are two separate occupations.
Lerner says in New York and New Jersey, armed private officers need to do around 70 hours of training in the first year. He says he knows there can be problems, but the vast majority of incidents are handled properly. And there are problems with regular police, too. If someone does have a problem, Lerner says it's easier to file a lawsuit with a private security company than the regular police.
In the states of New York and New Jersey, the options for the public are a complaint to the government agency that regulates the security guards, or a member of the public could file a civil action in the appropriate court.
But for David Sklansky, the issue isn't who's entitled to damages. It's that everyone's entitled to a public police force.
When we allow private policing to displace public policing, we are retreating from a broad public commitment to ensure that everybody, no matter how rich or poor, is protected against crime or violence.
At last count, there were about 700,000 public police officers across the country. There are an estimated 1 million private cops. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.